For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosher. State labor officials say more than 50,000 Missourians filed new claims for unemployment benefits last week. Over the past 3 weeks, the number of new claims has declined each week. The total number of new unemployment claims since March 21st in Missouri is 495,392. Nationally, about 3.2 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. In St. Joseph, where hundreds of workers at a pork plant tested positive for the coronavirus, an employee of the plant has died from the virus, according to city officials. They say the man, who worked at Triumph Foods in St. Joseph, had underlying health conditions. Yesterday, Missouri reported 9,341 confirmed cases of the coronavirus, which is 239 more than on Wednesday. 22 more COVID-19 deaths were reported by Missouri as well, bringing the state total to 418. Missouri lawmakers are trying to spare colleges and universities from budget cuts despite sharply dropping state revenues. House and Senate negotiators yesterday agreed to avoid state funding cuts to community colleges. Four-year schools will also get stable funding, but only if the state gets more federal aid. The agreement came the same day that State Budget Director Dan Haig announced net revenue collections dropped more than 54% in April compared to April 2019. So far, overall revenues have dropped more than 6% this year compared to last. Haig says when the virus hit, the state economy, quote, turned off like a faucet, end quote. There is now some guidance on how educators can reopen schools in the fall. They include alternating online learning and days kids can come to school. Ryan Delaney has more on the guidelines from the Missouri School Boards Association.
When kids are in the building, they'll need to wash their hands once an hour. Students could be divided into smaller groups so desks can be spaced out. They won't be able to share supplies. Jennings Superintendent Art McCoy says getting kids to follow these practices will be challenging, particularly for younger grades.
It's quite unrealistic to expect that, and especially the first 2 weeks of school. Before COVID, that was very true.
Experts recommend that if a student or teacher becomes ill, the school should close for up to a week. There's no clear source of funding to pay for more staff and longer school years. There are also big questions around who would watch kids on the days they're out of school. I'm Ryan Delaney.
MU is developing a task force for COVID-19 antibody testing and contact tracing to prepare for the fall semester, according to UM System President Moon Choi. In an MU faculty council meeting yesterday, Choi said university officials are determining whether MU should provide tests to students or ask them to get antibody tests where they reside. Choi says research will begin to resume on campus starting Wednesday, May 20th, following health and safety guidelines. He says environmental health and safety officers will be monitoring research to make sure faculty, staff, and graduate students are acting safely. MU inched closer to reopening campus on Monday when members of the athletic department, including head football coach Elijah Drinkwitz, returned to work in Memorial Stadium's South End Zone building, according to the Columbia Missourian. I'm Sam Mosher, KBIA News Columbia.